This is Bates College. It's a season of anniversaries for pianist Frank Glaser, and what anniversaries they are. Glaser, one of Maine's best-known musicians and an artist in residence at Bates College, performs concerts on February 1st and March 4th to celebrate landmarks in an amazingly long career. At 3 p.m. on Sunday, February 1st, Glaser revisits a piece of music that he first played in 1929, 80 years ago, and that he has not played since. Joined by musicians from the Portland Chamber Music Festival, Glaser performs Felix Mendelssohn's Piano Concerto No. 1. The performance will be held in the Olin Arts Center at Bates. A few weeks later, in a 7:30 p.m. concert on Wednesday, March 4th, Glaser celebrates another career landmark, his Carnegie Hall debut, which took place 60 years ago to the day on March 4, 1949. Also in the Olin Arts Center Concert Hall, this performance includes music by Handel, Brahms, Schubert, and Copland, among others. The Mendelssohn Concerto that Glaser plays on February 1st is something he first played at his junior high graduation in Milwaukee, where he grew up. He was 14.
What I remember is as soon as I finished, my friend said to me, gee, how many pages did you memorize there? I said, 41. I knew the answer right away. Now I'm not going to play from memory, though. That's the one thing I'm yielding to in connection with my physical condition.
On March 4th, Glaser marks his 1949 Carnegie Hall debut by playing the exact same program at Bates. That's 60 years later to the day. It's a big and diverse program that spans four centuries, from music by Purcell to a modern piece by Aaron Copland, who, in fact, attended Glaser's Carnegie Hall performance.
It's all over the place, yeah. But at least it shows that I tried different styles. You see, I didn't limit myself to specializing in one thing. I couldn't decide on what I played best because I hadn't played in so many years, 6 years or more. So I just played what I thought would make a good program.
The Carnegie Hall concert marked Glaser's return to public performance after a hiatus that lasted through the 1940s. The decade included military service and two research projects that Glaser undertook to improve his command of the piano. For one project, Glaser went back to the basics of human anatomy to create the best possible keyboard technique. For the other, he studied piano repair and technology, with the result that for one high-profile performance during a piano tuner's strike, he ended up tuning the concert instrument himself. At any rate, Glaser had a pretty good case of nerves when it was time to make his first appearance on stage at Carnegie.
You know what I said to when the door was open for me to walk on stage at Carnegie Hall? In order to bolster my self-confidence, I said, now you don't ask them, you tell them. Don't play as though, is this all right? You know, am I doing all right, really? No, I've got to tell them, this is the way it is.
For Frank Glaser, that was a new beginning for a concert career that's still going strong in 2009.
It'll be a different program in a way now, even though the notes are the same. That's where life plays its part. And I'm grateful it's played its part for me to make it to this point anyway. where I'm still feeling able to do it and good.
Both concerts are open to the public at no cost, but tickets are required. For more information, please call 207-786-6135. And speaking of anniversaries, February marks Felix Mendelssohn's 200th birthday. In a noonday concert at Bates, Frank Glaser offers a short tribute to the composer at 12:30 p.m. Tuesday, February 3rd. This is Doug Hubley reporting for Bates College.